Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Tuesday, the 26th of December 2023. Today's topic is Thanksgiving as the year ends. Our text today is taken from Psalm chapter 103 verses 1 through 10. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Verse 6. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. Verse 10. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Our memory verse today is taken from Psalm chapter 103 verses 1 and 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Johnson Oatman might have been inspired by Psalms 103 in his widely used gospel song, Count Your Blessings, to pen down some immortal lines. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. If God's children would cease to compare themselves with those ahead of them, and look back and see many millions they are far ahead of, they would be very thankful to God. King David was known for his heart of praise and thankfulness. And that was why it was habitual for him to express his gratitude and appreciation to God for all he did for him. As this year is ending and another is dawning, believers are enjoined to give thanks to God for the great things he has done for them. Make an inventory of God's goodness to you this year, and you will see many reasons for which to thank him. Believers need to make thanksgiving a habit of life. Quote for the day. Make thanksgiving a habit of life. The challenge for today is count your blessings. Prayer. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me this year. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.